Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. The world today is awakening to the unimaginable. In what may be the single most historic Middle East breakthrough in decades, President Trump just delivered what Joe Biden and countless other administrations thought utterly impossible, a complete ceasefire deal that has brought home every single Israeli hostage after 738 days of captivity. Stick me to the very end of this video, because we're going to see what the world is seeing. A stunningly stark political contrast between a flailing and faltering Democrat Party mired in a disastrous government shutdown and President Trump achieving unprecedented peace and prosperity both at home and abroad. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor. A happy and blessed Columbus Day to one and all. Of course, that was restored by executive order in this glorious golden age that you made possible back on November the 5th. So if you want a front row seat on how you continue to change the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. So today, October 13th, we are all waking up to history. This morning marked a watershed moment in the Middle East as the final 13 hostages crossed into Israel, joining the 7 released earlier, ending Hamas's reign of terror once and for all. Get this, for the first time since 2014, in over 10 years, Hamas is no longer holding any living hostages. Trump's masterful negotiation secured not just the release of all 20 living hostages, but also the return of 28 deceased hostages' remains, bringing closure to families who've waited in agony for over 2 years. President Trump is in Israel today to greet the hostages personally and to speak before the Israeli Knesset, their parliament, where he was given a standing ovation. Again, we've simply never seen anything quite like this. Trump's art of the deal approach succeeded where bumbling Biden's weak diplomatic establishment completely failed, using real estate developer Steve Witkoff and his son-in-law Jared Kushner as special envoys. Trump bypassed the foreign policy experts who have spent years making excuses for the repeated failure, and instead, Trump applied maximum pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, while at the same time simultaneously rallying Arab nations, including Egypt and the Gulf states, to leverage their influence with Hamas. The result? Well, here's President Trump himself and what he had to say.
It's an incredible triumph for Israel and the world to have all of these nations working together as partners in peace. And it's pretty unusual for you to see that, but it happened in this case. This was a very unusual point in time, a brilliant point in time. Generations from now, this will be remembered as the moment that everything began to change, and change very much for the better. like the USA right now, it will be the golden age of Israel and the golden age of the Middle East. It's going to work together.
Yeah, historic doesn't even begin to describe what happened today. I think the British comedian and political commentator Constantine Kissin said it best. It's time for people with Trump derangement syndrome to admit they were wrong. That's right. Hitler just brought about world peace. A supposed neo-Nazi just secured the most significant peace deal in Israel's modern political history. In fact, President Trump's achievement was so monumental that Democrats are busy engaging in the most pathetic and foolhardy attempt at credit stealing. I kid you not. Antony Blinken, who is perhaps the single worst, most ridiculed Secretary of State ever on the world stage, the very same man who oversaw Biden's catastrophic Afghanistan withdrawal, he actually had the audacity to claim that Biden is the one who deserves credit for Trump's Gaza deal. I mean, again, this is the same Blinken who failed spectacularly for nearly 4 years to secure even a temporary ceasefire, let alone a comprehensive peace deal. His proposed ceasefires were laughed out of court, as it were. They were disasters that would have left hostages in Hamas hands, all the while demanding Israel essentially surrender. Under Biden's watch, the entire Middle East blew up, right? The Middle East was handed over to Trump in 2025 in far worse condition than Biden and company found it back in January 2021. In fact, the foreign policy establishment's arrogance knows no bounds. These over-credentialed imbeciles insisted for decades that you could never defeat Hamas. You could never neuter Hezbollah. You could never limit Iran without giving terrorists a Palestinian state. Trump proved them catastrophically wrong by marginalizing the Palestinian issue entirely while securing the Abraham Accords, and now by ending the Gaza war. You know, speaking of winning strategies that deliver real results while others fail, I know a lot of you have been wanting to get into crypto investing or Bitcoin and Ethereum and the like, but you've always been turned off or intimidated by crypto volatility. Well, guess what? No more. Meet your knight in shining armor. Just like Trump succeeded where Biden's team failed, BlockTrust IRA has a super AI system that Bitcoin Magazine named the number one crypto technology platform in the entire world. That's among 1,500 global competitors. And what that super AI does is it works 24/7 to analyze global market data, and it predicts with uncanny accuracy the highs and lows of crypto volatility. So BlockTrust IRA will sell at the highs and it'll buy again at the lows, which mitigates the volatility while you stand to make incredible gains. That's why, gang, I'm a proud client of BlockTrust IRA. I've got my own account with them, and I can honestly say I absolutely love them. Their mission perfectly aligns with President Trump's Make America Great Again agenda, smashing down the barriers between loyal patriots and the financial freedom that you deserve, helping true Americans build impressive wealth in Trump's historic economic boom. So whether you're a teacher, a truck driver, small business owner, or retiree, this is your chance to get into the crypto market with AI mitigating your volatility risk. While Democrats shut down the government and tank their own polling numbers, smart Americans are positioning themselves for the Trump financial revolution. Click that link below or visit turleytalkscrypto.com and find out how they can help you join the greatest crypto wealth opportunity in history. And the best part, for a limited time, they're offering my viewers up to $2,500 in bonus crypto when you open up an account with them. It's so amazing. Do not wait on this. Crypto created 80,000 new millionaires last year. Why not you next? Visit turleytalkscrypto.com. That is turleytalkscrypto.com. What makes Trump's achievement even more remarkable is how he accomplished it. You know, unlike Biden's endless failed diplomatic meetings and photo ops, Trump used his unique relationships that he's built up with both Israeli and Arab leaders to create real pressure for peace. So his close bond with Netanyahu, combined with his credibility among Muslim leaders from his first term, as well as that amazing trip, the three-nation trip he took to the Middle East just months ago, that enabled Trump to, in effect, walk the tightrope that Biden could never manage. So under the agreement, Israel is pulled back to predetermined boundary lines within Gaza, all the while maintaining security control. Hamas has been completely disarmed, and nearly 2,000 Palestinian detainees will be released in exchange for the hostages. But while President Trump delivers historic peace achievements and literally changes the world for all the world to see, the Democrats, they're busy destroying their own political future with their reckless government shutdown. I mean, the contrast could not possibly be more stark. Recent polling reveals the devastating political damage Democrats have inflicted on themselves. 70% of Americans oppose the Democrat-led government shutdown. 65% want Democrats to accept the Republican clean resolution. 62% actually believe Republicans are going to win the government shutdown. Democrats have hit historic unfavorability ratings of nearly 60%. All the while, Trump hits an all-time high in favorability. Rasmussen has him clocking in at an astonishing 56% approval, significantly higher than Obama this time in his second term. The latest Harvard-Harris poll found that Americans see through the Democrat Party's push to give illegal aliens free health care as the real cause of the shutdown. Even more damning, 55% of Americans say Democrats are actually just trying to please their more radical base rather than serving the national interest. Again, the contrast here could not possibly be more stark. While Trump delivers on the world stage with historic peace deals that bring families home and end wars, Democrats shut down the government to score political points with their more radical far-left base. While Trump proves American leadership can solve the unsolvable, Democrats prove they're more interested in virtue signaling than governing. The political implications for all this are frankly staggering. Democrats aren't just losing the shutdown battle. They are accelerating their own political collapse. Recent polling shows Democrats have lost significant ground among their core demographics. So we're talking the working class, we're talking Latinos, we're talking Gen Z voters, particularly Gen Z men and Latino men. The Democrat coalition that was so powerful under Obama has completely collapsed. It is shattered. In fact, we've pointed this out on a number of videos. It's actually morphed into the Trump coalition. The Trump coalition is now a coalition of the working class, Latinos, and Gen Z men. That was the original Obama coalition. It is now the Trump coalition. And the government shutdown fiasco continues to just backfire spectacularly on the Democrats. Americans see through their games, all the while Trump delivers real results on the world stage. The president who promised to end endless wars is doing exactly that, all the while the Democrats continue to unravel as they're caught in their own 80-20 doom loop. This Gaza breakthrough represents more than just a foreign policy victory. It's validation of Trump's entire approach to governance and leadership. While establishment politicians make excuses and pass blame, Trump gets things done. While Democrats play political games, Trump brings peace. While the foreign policy experts failed for decades, Trump succeeds in months. The American people are watching, and they're seeing exactly why they chose Trump over the failed Democrat establishment. This historic achievement will echo through the 2026 midterms and beyond, cementing Trump's legacy as the president who brought peace to the world's most volatile region. All the while the Democrats inevitably implode. So what do you guys think? After all, you are the ones that are changing the world. Let us know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. God bless. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.